All right, I have the opportunity to talk to Jason Broniak and Ryan Lulick. Jason is currently a coach for different sports at YMCA, different YMCA leagues, I guess, and he's also started work on his own sports podcast, and he's also into fantasy sports, which we're going to talk about today on the show. And Ryan, aside from running track, played high school football and now big into fantasy sports. So welcome to the Jabbercast, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Hey. So Ryan, maybe you can explain what fantasy sports is.
To me, fantasy sports is it's a group of buddies, I think. When you get older, you kind of leave a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. And so something with us, it's our same 10 guys, keep you in line, keep you together, something always fun doing.
Camaraderie,
yeah,
friendship.
Something always to stay together. And fantasy sports, it's just, what guy doesn't love sports? So it's just something to keep you along with it. And it's just an awesome thing to keep your friends together, keep life going with them.
You
guys
brought up the question, what kind of guy doesn't like sports? that's something we're talking about on the show today as well. But anyway,
that was my joy out of it, of the friends and family together. But what fantasy sports really is, we'll say a football example. It's every single football player in the NFL, in a pool, you in that 10-man, 12-man league, you guys start up, put all that money in, you draft all those guys. And out of those guys, you'd form your team. Every Sunday when the football game is, if that guy scores 2 touchdowns, your team got 2 touchdowns. So that's how you get your points, that's how you win, by the guys you draft, how they play.
Right.
That's fantasy sports, man.
Jason, talk to us about being a commissioner in fantasy sports. What is that?
A commissioner is pretty much like the ringleader of it. Just kind of band everyone together, trying to get everyone on the same page, like as far as what day to show up to draft, how much money is involved, what the certain rules are involved. Pretty much afterwards, it's just kind of being a facilitator of the rules and regulations, making sure no one's overstepping any bounds, making sure people actually paid. And when the season's actually over, making sure people get their money as a return.
All right, that's something I want to ask about later is the money, but how many people would you be commissioning?
It could be anywhere as low as 8 to 12, usually it's probably the number. Right now I'm running a 12-team league. That's what we're shooting for. We might have a few drop-offs from last year to make it this a 10-team league.
Okay, so Ryan, is there ever anybody less than, amount of people less than 8 or more than 12?
No, like he said, it's mostly, I've always been at least 10 or 12. I kind of like 10. Now our baseball, we moved up to 12, and it made it better because there was a variety of, you'd have some teams are just really good, some teams were bad. So now it was 12, it made the whole field a lot more better. All the teams are pretty even.
Right.
Football, a 10-team league is perfect. Mm-hmm. And then you have your difference of football. You can have, you start over every year, redraft, or you have your keeper leagues.
Right.
Which
okay.
is, you keep 2 guys every year.
So what happens if you have more friends than 12, say? Do they start their own league?
Like,
if
oh,
you had,
yeah.
24 guys, it'd be a couple different leagues, right?
That's actually a really good question. In our league, or a good keeper one, we have 10 guys. We had, sorry to say, a buddy's father who was started off, passed away.
Right.
Someone took his spot. When a guy didn't pay for, a year and a half, came in there, he's out. Yeah, there's plenty of guys.
Sometimes they switch.
There's guys waiting in line to love to get in our league.
Okay. What about cost for this?
Mine, our big league is $150 to get in.
Okay.
You can start off as low as $30, and we have a basketball league that's $30.
Right.
Baseball is $85. It's all that matters how, the commissioner and the guys work together to think how much they want to pay.
So what happens in the end, was it the end of the season or something like that, and how much you stand to make? If everybody puts in $150, that's what you're going to...
No. At the end, it's mostly, winner gets a nice chunk of the change. Second place mostly gets their money back, make a little bit extra.
Okay.
And then if the sides of the league all changes, sometimes third place will get some transaction money because all the adding drops, that's $2 there, dollar pickup, dollar drop.
Okay.
So there's a lot of money they can get thrown.
So you're
in
putting money
pot.
In as you go
oh,
in
yeah.
as well.
Oh, yeah, when you pick someone.
Which is $150 just to get in. Now how about a commissioner? What do you get? You get a kickback, you get some kind of bonus?
Usually it's not much of a kickback involved. I mean, if your friends are very nice to you, if you've done a lot of work for them, they might throw you just your money back, but that's if your friends are nice, but sometimes it's very competitive. You're the one, you're just a competitor just as much as they are. You might be doing more work, but you're in it just to win it as much as they are.
So I'm kind of curious to know as why you might be a commissioner. Were you kind of thrown into that? Nobody wanted to do it, or you take charge guy? How did that work?
It's a little mixture of both. Sometimes it could be like a rotation, each year it could be like, it just happened to be like 2 years in a row now that I'm the guy as far as the guy in charge as far as everything.
Sure.
Some people just love doing it, just like being the man in charge, the head honcho. Sometimes you can just rotate each year. Say me and Ryan are in league, this year, my year, Brian will do next year, just because no one likes to do it sometimes.
Right. Okay. And also, like how he says, you want the person who is, we'll say...
maybe best suited for the job?
Well, the best suited. And you know, one you kind of trust, I mean, because they're holding all that money.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You want to make sure the guy with the right mindset has that money.
Sure. It sounds like you might be somewhat of a take charge guy, because you're coaching sports, so...
Yes.
You're running these teams, and tell me a little bit about that, like what you do for the YMCA.
I got a job at the YMCA this past summer, which I was trying to get into coaching. I just happened to fall into it, where they were looking for a coach / coordinator for a 4- and 5-year-old league and a 6- and 7-year-old league. It's a lot of work for those little guys trying to teach them how to bat, run, throw. They're sometimes are very good, sometimes they're all over the map. It's just...
So bat, run, throw, but you're not only doing one, you're doing baseball and...
T-ball. T-ball. Well, yeah, and soccer's coming up in the fall, but okay. As far as the baseball goes, this is what I'm focused on now. It's pretty much bat, run, throw, don't get hit by a bat.
Is one season end and another one starts for you?
Yes, exactly.
So you're not doing both all at the same time?
No.
Kind of thing in there. Okay.
It would be, yeah, I'm good, but I'm not that good as far as home controls of the kids there.
And Jason's recently started work on a podcast with a co-host. Maybe you can let us know who your co-host is and tell us a little bit about the podcast. It's a sports podcast.
Yes, it's a sports podcast, but we're going to angle it from a Michigan State point of view. I am an alumni there.
Okay, this is over.
But yeah, we're going to try old, you know, little green and white flavor. We're not going to be over the top and raw. We're going to try to give a well, you know, played out. We're going to be, of course, biased towards Michigan State, but we're not going to totally bash the other schools as well. My co-host is Jeremy Martin. He is a Kalamazoo DJ for Wider. He does a few shows there. Another friend of ours, Michael Press, he's a friend of ours in the middle in Lansing, so we covered each side of the state, as I'm on the east side. And show's going to be called Collegeville, potentially. We might change the name. Collegeville is an old nickname for Michigan State, so I'm trying to add a little... you know, history to it as well.
So do you know yet how long your podcast is going to be? Or are you going to have some other segments in there? Will you give news for other football and national leagues?
We will cover everything, but we will try to add a state's slant to it. Like, for example, like the LeBron James things that just occurred, we try to add a state slant to it because Tom Izzo was indirectly involved. So that's kind of like how we were trying to work our ways in there. With the coming up college season, we're going to focus a lot on the football team and then the basketball team. And then summer, we might throw a little bit of everything as far as sports-wise goes.
All right. Okay, one more thing, Ryan. How about anybody that might be interested in fantasy sports, where do they go?
All
what
right.
do they do?
First one, go blue, first thing. and then my favorite site is CBSSportsLine.com.
Okay.
And then you also go, you have ESPN and Fox Sport and NFL. I mean, you can go there, and if you can't get a group of 10 or 12, like 8 friends who do a league, there you can sign up for free and, you know, play against people all over the world. That's what's the cool thing about it, is you don't have to have them. You don't have to play in the money leagues. You can play for free just to have that fun, to learn about all the players in the league and get more sports knowledge.
Right.
So my bet is take CBS, because that's the best updated sports page, CBS Sports.
There you go. Ryan Lula, thanks a lot. Jason Broniak, thanks for being with us on the Jabbercast.
Thanks, Big JD.
Thank you.